It was an interesting transition as the market opened on Monday. We'd been dealing with a trade war for a while. Now it's a currency war layer on top of that. A lot of unrest in Hong Kong, some suggestions that maybe crude oil is in for quite a run. And it really took its toll on Wall Street. Hugh Johnson, chairman and chief investment officer for Hugh Johnson Advisors and J&B Advisors, and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, David.
Thank you. This one, you know, when you see a Dow approaching a loss of, you know, of 1,000 points and the S&P and the NASDAQ down over 3%, this one came as quite a surprise to the street this time around.
Yeah, this did. You know, the trade negotiations have been sort of on again, off again. Nobody expected big things. We expected in time that there'd be a settlement or an agreement between China and the U.S. And then all of a sudden, we had this outbreak of clear hostilities between China and the U.S., but China really, really running a tough game, not only effectively devaluing their currency. That's, of course, part of it, but also instructing their economy effectively not to import agricultural products from the U.S., and that's very dear to the heart of farmers in the U.S. who are voters for Donald Trump. So, you know, this was not a small thing. This was a very big thing and suggests, you know, a lot of hostility between the two countries.
Well, and I guess maybe more importantly, might suggest that this is going to be around for a while, that there's not a quick fix.
No quick fix, and I think what it raises the question, when you take a look at the performance not just of the stock market, but in particular the bond market today, it seems to be sending a message. That message is, look, we may be too optimistic about prospects for the U.S. economy for the remainder of 2019 and 2020, and prospects or expectations have never been particularly bright. We've thought the economy is in the process of slowing, and there's evidence that it is slowing, but maybe it's going to be worse than that. And so I think it's really got everybody, every professional investor, every retail investor, very much on edge. You don't like seeing declines of this magnitude. The message is not good.
Well, what markets seem to do more often than not is sort of discount bad news by going down, and quite often over discount. Are we anywhere close to that point yet?
I wish I knew the answer to that question. You know, we had a 19%, 20% decline in the late 2018. At the time, we thought it might be the start of a bear market that was going to be accompanied by a recession. Nobody knew that it was, at the time, that it was just simply a correction and represented some really good opportunities. We don't know that yet, but there's a good chance. We've had a lot of experience with very sharp corrections that have turned out to be opportunities for investors to buy stocks at values or levels that are much more better value than we've seen over the course of the last month. And it may turn out to be just that. We may not be headed towards a recession. The economy may still be recovering. Earnings may still be recovering. And if that's the case, this will turn out to be simply a correction in an ongoing bull market.
One of the things we noticed in trading on Monday was it was a very at times it was a very broad sell-off, 6, 8, 10 times as many stocks down as up. It looks like this was one of those stock markets where everything's being painted with the same brush. Not all of these companies are going to be hurt equally, are they?
No, they're certainly not. And if this was something more severe, if it was a bear market that was going to be accompanied by a recession, you'd see, yeah, sure, technology stocks, industrial stocks, consumer discretionary, all the economically sensitive sectors of the market will perform very, very poorly. But there'll be sectors of the market that investors should think about. Consumer staples, utilities, healthcare stocks. Some of those stocks are going to do okay. They're going to maybe decline a little bit along with other stocks, but they're not going to decline as much. So there are, quote, safe havens. And obviously, you know, if you haven't done so already, you can see for sure the bond market's a safe haven if indeed this is going to be turn out to be something a little bit worse than we expected. So there are places to be.
Well, it better be a safe haven because that's where all the money's going. We've got 10-year rates back down to 1.73%. Gold's been on a pretty good run, too.
Yeah, gold's been on a run through. The one thing that's been on a run, which sort of surprised me or made me take a couple of peeks at and a couple of looks at, Bitcoins. Very, very hard to believe, but that's been looked at as a sort of a safe haven. That's not something I would go near, but nevertheless, there's some things that are performing well in this market, and certainly gold, bonds, and at least better than other stocks, some of the utility stocks have been doing pretty well.
So have you got dry powder? Have you got money sitting on the sideline waiting to come back in?
Yeah, we do have a little bit of dry powder, thankfully. And you know, we're going to sit back and wait and watch the markets for the next couple of days. If we start to see signs that this was just an emotional, overdone emotional decline in stock prices in response to some very important news, but overdone, we're going to see that show up in the market. The markets will start to stabilize and start to recover. If they start to recover, then this will turn out to be an opportunity, and so we'll put some of that cash to work. We're not going to be in a hurry, but we're going to watch.
Let me ask you one last question. I don't know if we could answer this, but how much of this is well thought out or defensive selling on the part of, you know, some smart money and people making a decision? How much of it is computers trading off algorithms that are picking out keywords, hostile words, in news stories?
I wish I knew the answer to that question, but in today's markets, the high-frequency trading, algorithm-driven trading in the market, you know, is a big part of what's going on, big part of the activity. And so that turns small declines into very, very big declines, small declines that might be touched off by some bad fundamental news, but it's turned into a very big and an emotional decline by the existence of algorithmic trading or high-frequency trading. That's not a good thing for our markets, but nevertheless, that's what is a part of our markets every day. And I think when you look at it, you have to say, maybe there's really less there than meets the eye today. You can get pretty scared by the big decline, but maybe there's less there than meets the eye, and I think that's important.
Well, if it is computers, we hope they wake up in a better mood. Hugh Johnson is Chairman and Chief Investment Officer for Hugh Johnson Advisors. Always good to spend time with you, sir.
My pleasure.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.